Allah once mentioned to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, come we go and visit Hazrat Umm Ayman radiallahu anha, like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make it a point of going to visit her, let us go also visit her. One thing important to note here, what's good to note, especially in our country, when people always use the race card, where race, color becomes such an issue, so these sort of hadith is nice to know. Hazrat Umm Ayman radiallahu anha was of black origin, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed her great respect. He wasn't his real mother or foster mother, but great respect he would show to her, that he would make it a point of specially going and visiting her and seeing to her. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had got her married to Hazrat Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu an, who's buried in Jordan. Now when we went, we managed to go to his qabr also, about 2 hours from Amman. His qabr is there, near the qabr of Hazrat Jafar bin Abi Talib, known as Jafar al-Tayyar radiallahu an, and Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha, near the battlefield of Muta. So these great sahab, and from this union of Hazrat Ayman, also known as Baraka, this union came Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu an, and his color, his looks fell upon his mother. In other words, if you looked at this child, he looked as though he was like a black child. It comes in the kitabs, his color, his description, his looks, etc. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would show so much of love to this child that he was known as Hibbu Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ibnu Hubbi Rasulillah, the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the son of the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned in the kitabs that he would take this child Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, who had black looks, etc., because his mother was Hazrat Umm Ayman radiallahu anha, and he would put him on one lap, and he put his own grandson on the other's lap. So both children, as though he would treat him like his own grandchild. And it comes in the kitabs that when his nose would leak also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself would clean this child's nose. So that's why it's nice to know these things. So people, when they get, especially people who feel as though they've been previously disadvantaged, when they hear these sort of incidents about how much of respect that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed people, even of different color, so they also get affected. We were building this masjid, then the inspectors came to see. So one of the questions he asked is, where does the Bilal stand? Where does the Bilal stand? So first I didn't understand what they were asking. Then after he asked, he explained, and I realized he's asking, where does the Muazzin stand to call out the Azan? So then he asked me, why is it always such that the Muazzin or the Bilal is black all the time? So then I quoted the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ أَطْوَلَ النَّاسِ أَعْنَاقًا يُوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الْمُؤَذِّنُونَ, that the people that will be given the longest necks on the day of Qiyamah are the Muazzins. In other words, Allah will give them such prominence on that day, Allah will give them like long, tall necks, they will be standing out because of that honor they will have of calling out the Azan. So I explained to him, this is a position of honor. So because it's such a position of honor, very often we give it to those people that are underprivileged, those people that are of, people look at them at low standing, but in Islam we regard this as a very great position of honor. They were so affected by that answer and few other things we explained about Islam that they left from here saying that anybody gives any difficulty or problem as far as the masjid is concerned, we are in the department, we are here to help you. And before that they came, they said, we are here too. We actually left the department to come and kill you people. But now after we're seeing what you're doing for Islam and what Islam has to offer, then now we are here to assist you. Anybody gives any trouble, any difficulty. So that's why these sort of ahadiths are nice to know, so that we can explain to those people who don't know much about Islam. Anyway, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu say, let's go visit this woman, Hazrat Umm Ayman radiallahu anha. Like how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would visit her. فَلَمَّا تَهَيَا إِلَيْهَا بَكَتْ, when they reached her, she was began to sob. فَقَالَ لَهَا مَا يُبْكِيكْ أَمَا تَعْلَمِينَ أَنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. So they asked her, what is causing you to cry? Don't you know that what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is much better for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He had just passed away at that time. قَالَتْ مَا أَبْكِي أَلَّا أَكُونَ أَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not crying because I do not know what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَكِنِّي أَبْكِي أَنَّ الْوَحْيَ قَدْ انْقَطَعَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. But I'm crying because this wahi has now stopped coming from the sky. This was like their information, their BBC, their CNN, their news. Pure, 100% true, not one inch of lie in it, and coming directly from the sky, this news that would come to them now has stopped. So this is why I'm crying. فَهَيَّجَتْ هُمَا عَلَى الْبُكَاءِ. So this had prompted them also now to cry. So فَجَعَلَ يَبْكِيَانِ مَعْهَا. So they also started weeping and crying with her. So this hadith shows that this crying and this weeping is not something that makes a man weak. It is something that is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person cries and he thinks about those things that are related to akhirat, he thinks about those things that are related to his deen, he thinks about his guna and his sins and he cries, it doesn't mean that the person is weak. Actually, it's a sign of his strength of a person that his iman is strong. Today's hadith and Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma qala lamma ishtadda bi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waj'uhu. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he mentions that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's final illness became very severe, qila lahu fi salah, it was mentioned to him with regards to the time of salah. Now is not time of salah. The time of salah has set in. Faqala muru Aba Bakrin falyusalli bin nas. He said, command Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that he should lead the people in salah. One point ulama explains from this is that at this point Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had appointed Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to lead the people in salah. It was an indication that he will be your next leader. Therefore Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu would say, when there was a small discussion as who should be the next Khalifa, he would tell the people that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam felt him good enough to lead you as far as your deen is concerned. Why should we not appoint him to lead us as far as our dunya is concerned? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, Muru Abu Abba Bakrin falyusalli bin nas, the command Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that he should now lead the prayer, because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could not make imamat, his sickness had become very severe. فقالت عائشة رضي الله عنها. So Hazrat Aisha رضي الله عنها, she mentioned, she replied at this occasion, إن أبا بكر رجل رقيق. She mentioned that Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه is a very soft person. إذا قرأ القرآن عليه البكاء غلبه البكاء. That when he would recite Quran, then crying would suddenly overwhelm him. In other words, when he would read Quran, he would cry and he would sob a lot. So she was trying to make a excuse for Hazrat Abu Bakr, her father. فَقَالَ مُرُوا فَلْيُصَلِّ. Rasulullah SAW again said that command him, he should perform the salah. One of the reasons why ulama explained that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha made an excuse for her father, she didn't want the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be linked to her father performing salah. In other words, at that occasion now when her father performed the salah, this was the occasion that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. To save him from that stigma, so to speak, she tried to make an excuse that my father shouldn't perform. But the reason ulama bring this hadith under this chapter is to show that this was the condition of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu. It was really his condition that when he would recite Quran, he would be overwhelmed by sobbing and crying. In another hadith, it comes with fi riwayatin an Aisha radiallahu anha qalat, kultu inna Aba Bakrin idha qama maqamak lam yusmi'i nasa min al-buka. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha replied a little bit differently. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, appoint Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu perform salah, she said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, when he takes your place, in other words, when he takes the Imam's musalla, then the people won't be able to hear his qirat because of his crying. He cries so much, he weeps excessively, they won't even hear his qirat. So this shows the condition of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the greatest person after Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. This was his condition. So it doesn't make a person weak that he cries excessively, especially when it comes to matters of deen, when it comes to a person thinking of akhirat and person crying over his sins. This is something that is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it comes, إِذَا لَمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكُوا. That if you're not in a condition to cry, maybe a person, not everyone is able to cry. فَتَبَاكُوا means then act as though you're crying. Make as though you're crying in dua. So this will replace the fact that you can't cry. You're acting like you are crying. So this is something that is very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.